Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. How you doing? I hope you're having a good week. It really is spring, isn't it? There's some flowers actually appearing. I love this time of year. It's my birthday this weekend, so it always feels nice when there's a few daffodils around on my birthday weekend. Yesterday was World Book Day. I'm sure that didn't escape your notice. If you've got kids, God, I remember that, having to kind of tog them out in different book characters. I'm too old for that now, I can assure you. I like World Book Day. I like that, you know, kind of acknowledging the importance of books. And for me, I think I read a social media post where Ricky Gervais was saying that, you know, when he was growing up, there wasn't much money around or anything, but the library was free, and that books were his passport to, I forget his exact expression, but along the lines of, you know, a bigger world. And that was 100% the case for me, literally exactly what happened for me. I literally, books were my ticket to a different life. And now, you know, my ripe old age, I'm still suffering from that lovely Japanese word sunduko. I think you spell it T-S-U-N-D-U-K-O, something like that. Anyways, sunduko, it means that you have, that you own way more books than you'll ever have time to read in your lifetime, which is literally me. I'll get through as many as I can. And of course, the other reason I feel very strongly about books is because writing a book literally kind of changed the whole course of my career, really. I'm really grateful that a publisher actually heard me talking about natural living stuff on the radio and then said, come on, you better write a book. And at that point, I was thinking, I couldn't even think about writing. But of course, if you're passionate about something, of course you can. So if you are one of these people thinking, you know what, people are always saying to me that I've got a book in me, that lovely expression, we've all got a book in us. But seriously, if people do say to you, you know, you really should write a book, then think about it, because so many different ways of doing it now, of course. You know, it doesn't have to be long, and it doesn't have to even be published traditionally. Books are a thing for sure. I love helping people birth their books. So if it's something that you've been thinking about for ages, then drop me a message. Some of the coaches that I'm working with on my Sober Coach training program, I've managed to inspire them to write a book. So it's going to be very exciting to see what comes out. And, you know, the line you always get from people is, oh, well, what's the point in me writing a book about X or Y? There's so many books out there about that subject. Well, yeah, there are, but there's only one you. I mean, I went through that when I wrote Happy, Healthy, Sober. I'm thinking, but, you know, so many amazing books inspired me on that kind of quit lit front. How can I do anything different? But of course I can. Of course we all can. In my case, I got contributions from loads of other amazing people. So there's a little plug if you haven't read it yet. Happy, Healthy, Sober is mine. And this week's guest, so thrilled that we're talking to an author on this week's show, Pop Buchanan. I've been following Pop's stuff on Instagram, always great fun. Pop's an author, a music artist, a master of sobriety, been sober for over 10 years, and he's founder of the book and the podcast Sober is Dope. He shares so much amazing stuff in this book. There's loads of inspirational affirmations in the book. There are healing prayers. There's a really simple practical roadmap to transform your mindset. I absolutely love this book. I really do. It's such a great book, so kind of refreshing. And I love chatting to him. So, really, really thrilled that my guest is Pop Buchanan. Just before I share that interview with you, something that we've been looking at in the Sober Club recently. I mean, we look at it all the time. We talk about it all the time. But it's this thing that the fact that we have to look carefully at the thoughts that we're having. We have to notice our thoughts. You've heard me say it 1,000 times, but, you know, We all have loads of thoughts every day, hundreds of thousands or something like that. But many of them are the same ones. And actually, a lot of them are critical. We have the inner critic shouting loudly at us. But we do have to just take note of what's going on, notice our thoughts. And if you're someone who notices that a huge percentage of your thoughts are negative, are saying something that's actually not very nice to you, then challenge that. You know, we can't stop the thoughts. That's not going to happen. But we can notice them. And over time, we can start to kind of challenge them and turn them around. And, you know, I talk a lot about the fact that we need to actually start to like ourselves a bit more. And that's really hard when those thoughts are just flying in, telling us how absolutely awful we are. But the reality is, you know, we get massively stressed. We're getting on with stuff. And then we look to all the external sources, don't we, for the comfort and the validation and the connection. And that's why so many of us turn to drink and drugs in the first place. And, you know, but actually, the external sources never really fill the voids. We always end up needing to go back and look within and focus on that self-love piece. But we can't do that until we can actually get a little bit of a sense of who we really are. And well, you know that my view on this is, till we ditch the booze, it's really difficult to actually get back to who you really are. So it's definitely worth starting to focus on that sense of self-acceptance. Just become curious, you know, start to just wonder what it would be like to feel that kind of inner peace. And, you know, when you can start to break free from that cycle of self-destructive behavior, you can start to look within. I know it all sounds terribly easy to do. Trust me, I tried for an awful lot of years and I was completely in denial about it. Yeah, definitely give it a go and join us in the Sober Club, because one part of this is being connected to like-minded people and being able to share what's going on. And, you know, that's where the magic lies, really. Somebody on our Sober Club group the other day said, the Sober Club is a beautiful haven of psychological safety and a place of trust to share thoughts, situations and pose questions. Isn't that lovely? Beautifully written. So anyway, you know where to find us, thesoberclub.com. We've got a few events coming up as well, but I'll tell you about those a bit later. Meanwhile, enjoy the interview. So I'm just so thrilled to chat to Pop Buchanan, an author, music artist, founder and host of the Sober is Dope podcast. I can't wait to get into your story, Pop. And oh my goodness, your book. I love your book. It's just so great. I haven't read all of it yet, but I started digging into it and I'm thinking, oh, this is fantastic. This is everything we need. It really is. Because I love the fact that let me introduce you properly. You introduce, tell us a little bit about you and then we'll dig into the book. Let's do that first. So just tell us a little bit about your kind of journey and let's get a bit of background on you.
Beautiful. Well, first of all, my name is Pop Buchanan. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I am a decade sober. I have a decade under my belt. Yeah. This December 15th, 2022, made 10 years. I'm a proud Christian Catholic kid from New York City. I have been all the way down to rock bottom with my addiction. And by the grace of God, I'm here today. I started a podcast called Sober is Dope to tell my story. And briefly, my story started from a combination of heartbreak, disappointment, life not necessarily working out, depression, and just the nature of alcohol taking its toll on me. Because I was one of those guys that was in a music background. I did music, I did real estate. So at night, we'll go out, we'll have meetings with real estate, we'll drink. You know, when we go to studio and do music, you'll drink. Drinking is kind of a pastime. Yeah. You know, all over the world, we use it to celebrate. We use it to party.
Yeah. But it's the social glue, isn't it, that sticks everything together.
Yes. And for people like myself and everyone else out there that's allergic to alcohol, we didn't necessarily get the memo. Some of us, through trial and error, start to realize that alcohol is problematic for us. And I was extremely allergic to it because once I would have a drink, I would not be able to start. So my story pretty much boils down to an act of mercy. One day after losing everything, and this is the extremely short version. If anyone wants to hear the long, extensive version, they can listen to episode one of the Sober's Dope podcast. But this was, to boil it all down to its simplicity, I was at rock bottom. I had literally lost my house, lost my friends. My girlfriend was sent, her family took her to Boston. We was all separate. This was months and months and months of myself just drinking and drinking and going through this cycle till I really got sick and I was on the streets. I was kind of by myself. And one day I just was walking and I just was like, oh man, I'm literally sick. I'm really starving. I'm literally dying. And I got on my knees and I just, what I call, I said, I threw a Hail Mary prayer. I started praying to God in the middle of the street. It was bizarre. People was going to work. They was looking at me. I was just like, look, I have to, this is the only chance I feel like I'm going to be able to save my life. I was dying. I knew
were,
I was sick.
Were you already the doctor, a Christian, Pop, at that point?
Yes, I was born. Yeah, absolutely. I was born Catholic. I was altar boy. My brother's a Roman Catholic priest. I went to Catholic school. I went to Bishop Lachlan High School. That's the same Catholic high school that a lot of popular people went to. Mayor Giuliani went there and a few other people. So yes, I was always like that. But what I try to explain people and what I, when I was writing a book, the book, sometimes that's not enough if you're stuck in the darkness.
No, but absolutely.
But it's enough to get you out the darkness.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So sometimes I think people don't understand how serious good and evil and good and darkness can be. Like, addiction really could drag someone to a really low place where it's really damaging. And for me, it was really scary. It was a darkness that I didn't feel comfortable with. I knew it was from, I knew it wasn't a holiness to it. And and my exact prayer was that God, my God, help me, the devil capture me. That's what I was trying to communicate to God. Like, did with the reality I'm in now, I fully understand spiritually now that this is what you were trying to prevent, what you try to prevent humans from going through. So if you kind of like listen to the Bible and you want to hear something funny, as many years as I was a Christian, I missed the passage. I'm talking about, I went to Catholic grade school, Catholic high school. I with my brother's a priest. We went to Bible study every day. I never really understood 1 Peter 5:8 when God says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Right.
That blew my mind. I didn't read that until like into rehab, that it was actually there. It was this connection. God already said it. God already tried to protect us from addiction.
Yeah. There's absolutely no doubt about it that alcohol lowers your vibration. It literally is in that other realm. And it's great that you're talking about this because not enough people talk about it. And it's so important, isn't it, to actually recognize this is the devil's own work. It really is. It really is.
Right.
It's carry like on a, anyway.
No, like my friend says it's like a spiritual malady. So it's kind of like this thing with addiction where you have to really fight. And that's what I was doing when I got on my knees that day and I said that prayer. And this is the thing I always tell people, it was in Alcoholic Anonymous, they have this term called the vital spiritual experience, right? And that always stuck out to me because that's what I had. I had a vital spiritual experience when I got on my knees and I was praying to God. I actually heard a voice that I identified as God that gave me instructions to calm down, get up, and reassure me that my prayer was answered, and then instructed me to get on the train, go to this hospital, and stay there. And I felt hope once, so let me give you some context. Because I was so spiritual my whole life, and I was in this dark place, this sunken place on this floor in the middle of the street praying, I literally was trying to see if I still had some connection with God, if I still had that spark in me. It was like me saying, God, all my life I prayed to you, all my life I believe you. My dad died when I was young. I'm lost all of this. I lost everything. Are you still there? Can you help me? I'm in trouble. This is like everything I learned in my life was designed to come to you in the time of need. That was my ultimate time of need. It was like the ultimate darkness.
Yeah, yeah.
I needed it.
Help me.
Yeah, if you're really there, help me. Yeah. And then I heard this voice and I got up and I followed that. I did everything. I went to the hospital. I stayed there until they admitted me. That's a long story. But to shorten it, I stayed in this detox place in this hospital for the whole day, and they was trying to verify me for insurance. And at the end of the day, the nurse said, we might have to let you go because we can't get you verified for insurance. And I lost my mind. I started crying. I said, I don't want to die. If you send me back in the streets, I have nowhere to go. I really want to get help. So they brought a director of the hospital down, and he came to me and said, kid, if I help you, are you going to promise me to do the right thing? And I said, I promise you, I'm a good guy. I graduated from college. I have a beautiful family. I'm just stuck with this addiction. I just want to get help. I promise. I'm not going to waste your time. And I know what he meant because I wasted people time before. So he let me into that detox that day. And that was the beginning of the Sober is Dope story and my story. And 10 years later, I'm here still keeping that promise. And I devoted my life to telling my story because I wanted other people to understand if I could get out of it, I know they can. And it was just like, I feel it's important for someone that may be in that darkness, because I was really in a dark place. I can't, it's hard to really explain, but I never want to go back there. But that reality is real. So when you're outside and you see someone that may be homeless or disheveled and they seem like they're under the influence and nobody wants to touch them and talk to them, I wasn't that bad, but I was heading there. I was in the beginning stages, and I was like, I don't want that. I don't want that for my life. I just want to go back home, get my life together, mind my business, and live a fruitful life. And that's my story. So now I'm doing the Sober is Dope podcast. I started that 5 years ago to share my story. So the first half of my decade of sobriety, I was recovering anonymously. I was just going to AA. I would mind my business. I lived a totally normal life. My family and I celebrate my little 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. But around the fifth year, I started saying to myself, I'm seeing all these people sick. I'm seeing people. This alcohol thing is a problem, right? And I said, well, maybe if I tell my story, it'll help. And that's what prompted the Sober is Dope podcast.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Fantastic. Right. And I love the in the book you say, my life is one big miracle. I'm a walking testimony of redemption, forgiveness, and second chances. Isn't that great?
Right.
I have people in my sober club community say to me, I feel like I've been given a second chance at life. That's how cool it is, isn't it?
It is.
Amazing. And I love the fact that you're 10 years sober. It's still so exciting, isn't it? Every day. I sometimes say, we need a new phrase. Is that really naff phrase, the gift that keeps on giving, like a really cheesy phrase. We need a new one, because actually the sentiment is true, but we just need a slightly better phrase for it.
Right.
Sober is Dope. That'll do. That's a fantastic name. So tell us about the book, because what I really loved about it is I like the fact that you've there's a bunch of really in-depth kind of research and stuff in there. You've got stuff around neuroscience. You talk about affirmations, but then you give us a bit of a history on what this actually is.
Right.
So you obviously put a lot of thought into how do I really share what works and help people to understand the kind of science behind it too.
Absolutely. So when I decided to design a book and put it together, I said, well, I have a lot of books in me, first of all. So the first book was less about Pop Buchanan and more about my process and the tools that I use, but most importantly about God, mindset, and the way we look at ourselves in addiction, right? I wrote that book for someone that was still in that darkness, or someone that's in recovery, that's struggling, or someone that just needs a little bit of guidance, because I wanted something that you could pick up and open it at any point and have something that you could use, right? But I wanted to address the vital spiritual experience and God in the beginning. And this was controversial because, I was talking to my brother who's the priest, and he edited the book with me, the prayers, blessed it. That's another thing people don't know. The prayers are actually blessed by a retired Roman Catholic priest and an acting reverend a scholar. It's my brother. He's amazing. Reverend Caleb Buchanan. He's a world scholar, an amazing individual. And, you know, he sat there and went through it all with me. He said, you know what, Joe, I understand that some people might feel off. It might be off-putting for some. But I said to him, and I say to everyone, I can't hide God
in
my recovery.
And
I won't. Because left to my own devices, I tried AA prior, but without me breaking down and giving my life back to God, that wasn't wholeheartedly working. I tried detox and rehab, but it had to be some spiritual transformation in me. So when I designed a book, I really wanted to do it from a place of less ego and more practical and application. I wanted people to be able to actually pick it up and say, I have a prayer here, a mental health prayer I can read. I have prayers that address hard drugs. I have a 15-day plan. If I read these prayers twice a day, that could take me to 30 days. Then I have affirmations for my life, building your life from, like, for example, building your life back up from rock bottom could be difficult. So I wanted to talk about finances and give people tools and affirmations that could help them really think about abundance and think about themselves differently, and also taking the negative damage and all the negative guilt and shame that we acquire through our addiction, and giving people tools to transform that, how they think about themselves, how they look at themselves, how they speak to themselves.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also explain some of the science, like, for example, the telomere effect, how we could actually change behaviors and patterns in our life that could actually give us more longevity.
Yeah.
We could actually be younger.
We don't just feel younger. We get younger.
Right. We get younger. Yeah. Like,
that's,
I have a
picture.
That's
my line.
Right.
It's the best anti-aging secret ever.
Ever, right? I have a picture from about 8 months ago before I really got really serious about, like, I just turned 43. So I said to myself, okay, I can't really party and have fun the way I used to like with food. And I have to really take everything seriously. But what comes with that is an actual radical transformation of how you look and feel. And I just went to a class reunion, and all my friends, you know, we're all in the same. They was like, what are you doing? You look so good. What are you on? What are you doing? I said, well, I'm not drinking. I stopped smoking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I eat healthy and I try to live a better life. And that's what I wanted to explain through the book. I wanted people to say, I could do what Pop is doing, but he's showing me his protocol and his formula. And it's simple. It's just, we have to love ourselves. The book boils down to spiritual self-care, emotional self-care, psychological self-care, and overall self-care.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I noticed there was one bit in the book that I picked out, and I hadn't really seen anyone else write about this. And I really thought this was interesting. You talk about the root word for sorcery, right?
Right. Pharmakia. Yes.
Yeah.
Going back to the Greek, the etymology of it, it's kind of like spooky when you think about, like, the hard drugs, the names they give it, the wine, the concept of wine and spirits, enchantment, magic, sorcery, divination, and how people come under the influence.
Yes,
right?
And even the word spirit, right?
And
you hear people say, he's not himself, she's not herself when she's drinking. Possibly actually not. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't talk about this stuff. If you look at the Arabic word for alcohol, it's alkohol. I don't know if you've seen that. Which means something like flesh-eating spirit or something beautiful like that.
Right? Yeah, right. It's spooky.
I'm really glad you addressed some of this stuff in the book, because we need to know this stuff. We actually do. I think for so long, people's eyes have just been closed, and we deify alcohol. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, we can't have a celebration without it. And one of the things that frustrates me hugely is the sense that when people stop drinking, you know, when you stop smoking, everyone goes, yay, well done you. But you stop drinking, and people, oh dear, poor you, you know, what a shame, you can't, you can't have one, what a shame.
Right.
No, actually, we're the lucky ones.
Yeah,
right?
We're lucky,
because
absolutely,
we've seen the light and we can see the emperor's not wearing any clothes, right? So I think it is good to be reminded of this stuff. I love the fact that you've put it in the book. One of the most fantastic things about this book, your top 100 tools for healing and recovery.
Right.
How cool is that?
I love it. I love that. Oh, that's my favorite part too.
That's fantastic. Come on, spin a few off if you can remember some of your own shtick, and
yes,
I'll help you.
Absolutely. No, I can remember. So one, before I do that, I want to say the second, I started working on the second book, which is called The Sober 100, about a year and a half ago, and we're pretty much about to complete it. So The Sober 100 is an in-depth look of the Pop Buchanan Top 100. That's the next book, because I wanted people to have 100 tools and tips and go-tos that could help them transform their life. So let's go through some.
So let's do a few.
Learn to live again, learn to love again, right? Yeah. So those two was after addiction, we want to be able to understand why it's important to maximize your life and actually learn to love yourself again and to love others again, right? Then we have another one, forgive yourself and practicing the power of forgiveness, right? Teaching people how to forgive themselves. Forgive yourself first, which is hard. Mm. And then when you can, not always, but when impossible, try to forgive those who hurt you and clean the slate, right? Forgiveness is one of the most powerful tools and tips. Another one that's there, eat dark chocolate and blueberries. That talks about antioxidants, the power of eating anti-inflammatory foods and eating for mental health, right? And I really wanted to touch on that. Dopamine receptors. I was talking about our dopamine receptors and giving your body time to heal.
Yeah,
letting people know that in recovery, the brain needs time to heal, right? That's one of my tips. And how to eat and do certain things to help the process of your dopamine receptors.
It's so important. I'm really glad you touched on that, because again, it's not something everyone includes. And it's very much something I teach, is that, you know, in those early weeks when everything's recalibrating, your brain chemistry is all over the place, you absolutely have to have that good nutrition. It's not a time to be saying, oh, I really want to lose weight, I think I'll fast. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Good nutrition. So you can, as you say, you get you hit the brain chemistry. Anyway, carry on. Sorry.
Right. We have one, we talk about pray daily. I try to encourage people. So what I've been doing lately is this: when we have thoughts of worry, whether it's finances, stress, or anything, I immediately start praying. And whether it's a universal prayer, I do the Our Father. I mean, I just really started to really doing this on a daily basis. The moment my mind wanders to a place that deals with fear, anxiety, apprehension, Our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name. And I keep saying it till I feel better, because praying daily reminds you, it keeps you recentered. So another tip I was talking about is walking, going for walks, like the brain and mindfulness. We talk about mindfulness tips, but the brain loves to walk. It's the best exercise, because you get a sense of mindfulness at the same time. You're looking at nature, you're getting out, you're getting sunlight. That's another tip. You're breathing, you're pacing yourself, and your body loves it and your brain loves it. A lot of the tips surround mental health. I believe in what the foundation of Sober is Dope is that you can't separate mental health from addiction. We call that comorbidity or comorbid addictions, right? So our depression or anxiety could fuel our addiction, and our addiction can fuel our mental health and anxiety. So I like to give tips to attack both.
And that's
really important. So that's some of the tips. There's so many more.
Love it. Yeah, there are so many more. I love the fact that you include in there practicing gratitude, one of the most important things. You know, when everything else goes bad, when you feel like there's nothing left for you, just be grateful, right? Always got something to be grateful for, right?
Right.
Yeah, I love that. There's so many great ones. And it's so inspiring reading this stuff. I really love the book. I can't recommend it enough. It's honestly, it's one of the most exciting books I've read in absolutely ages. And I've read a lot of Quitman books. and of course, I wrote my own. But I absolutely love this.
Right.
It's great. Pop, what else is going on for you right now? Obviously, you've got the books. What's going on musically? Are you doing anything with music?
Yes. So we just dropped in September the Sober is Dope album. It was the first album that I did where it was podcast style. It's on Spotify, Apple Music. I'll send you a link. So the Sober is Dope album, I actually start off talking about my father. It takes you from how I lost my dad, my whole journey coming to AIDS through addiction and actually recovery. But it's just a fun hip hop lyrical album. The reason why I started doing music again was because that's one of the things that I love, and addiction took it away from me. Yeah, right. I always tell people part of our recovery and part of the theme of Sober is Dope is creativity. Yeah. Always be creating. The concept behind that is God is the creator. So we should be in the image and likeness of God and also create. That's why he made us. We get to create other humans. We get to create art or anything we want. So that's what the music is about. So the music is really a part of me. I have a distribution with Sony. I'm really out here and I'm fulfilling my dream because I was doing music. My whole family does music, but we were doing it since 20 years now. And I said, well, you know, I'm 40 and I'm still good and I still look good and I feel good. And I want to express myself that way. So I'm really doing it. In addition to that, I have the Sober is Dope podcast, which is my love. And that's the labor of service and love where I get on there every day. We have 350 episodes where we're talking about everything from my story to whatever you can imagine. You can find it on Sober is Dope. And overall, just trying to really be successful. Mm. I believe that in recovery, we can be abundant. So what I talk about is financial abundance. I want us all to follow our dreams, become rich, be sober, and use our recovery as a superpower. A lot of people talk about sobriety and stuff like, oh, like it's this like weird thing. And I'm like, no, it's a superpower. No, exactly. That's why we started Sober is Dope. It's like, perk up. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Like, let's show the world why we're doing this, right? Let's not be so sad about it.
Yeah, I love it. Right. Oh, fantastic. Pop, we'll definitely have to get you back on the podcast. I'd love to have another chat. We'll come back again and we'll talk a bit more in depth about these 100 tips. We'll pick a few more out, right? It'd be really cool. And I'll put all the links in the show notes. So send me the link to the music as well. And we'll put the link to the book and everything else. So really fantastic to chat to you. Absolutely love everything that you're doing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
God bless you. And thank you so much. And have a beautiful day. Thanks for having
thank
me.
Thank you. Thank you, Pop. We'll make sure those links go in the show notes, soberisdope.com. And I said I'd mention a few dates and things that we have coming up. There is, let me see, an order. In order, we've got Sober by the Sea. We've got a new date in April. Oh, no, it's not in order. No, Family Constellations is first. Yeah, so we've got a Family Constellations workshop in Hertfordshire on Saturday, April the 15th. We may do an online one before that if you're somewhere else in the world. But if you can get to us in person, it's really worth it. It's really worth the trip. So that's April the 15th. So have a look at that under events in the Sober Club. And then Saturday, April the 22nd, is Sober by the Sea. And again, a lovely opportunity for you to focus on what it is you want. We create a vision board. It includes a little one-to-one motivational coaching session too. So really lovely way of meeting other people. Also have my Sober Coach training, of course. That's not relevant for most of you, but for those of you who it is, we've got, I think, one space left in our training in March. And then we have another one in June. So if that resonates, drop me a message. There are other things coming up that we're going to be planning, but the dates are not confirmed yet, so it's a bit difficult to share them till they're all confirmed. And I am going to be launching another round of my Tapping into Freedom course, which was great last year. It went really, really well. So we're using the power of EFT to help us tap into literally what might be going on for us and break free from some of these unwanted thoughts and feelings and break free from addiction, ultimately. But don't forget, if you join us in the Sober Club, it's for you. If you're sober curious, maybe you're literally just starting out, or maybe you've been sober for years, it really doesn't matter, because we're focusing on the staying stopped and the everything else, the creating that life that you haven't got to escape from. So check us out, thesoberclub.com. If you're doing this, if for whatever reason that doesn't resonate with you, you don't want to join us, or maybe maybe you're already part of a group, then it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter how you do this, but do get connected and do tell someone you're doing this. Don't hole up and try to do it on your own. That's what went wrong with me for so many years. So I couldn't crack it, really. I just ended up having conversations with the wine witch rather than anybody who might actually be able to inspire me. So do tell someone, do get connected, and bear in mind that, you know, some of this stuff is so much easier if you put some tools in place. And in the Sober Club, we talk a lot about the right mindset, obviously, and a lot about nutrition, because that underpins it. So, you know, it is so much more than just not drinking. Appreciate that's the start, but there are a whole load of other things that go along with this. And when you start to put some of the other pieces in place, that's when you can really make, you know, the lasting change. So do get connected, and do make sure that you tell someone. You can always tell me. I will be your cheerleader. Just drop me a message. Very easy to find me at Janie Lee Grace, or you can find me via the Sober Club. I think you can also, if you don't want to join the Sober Club, but you would like to support this podcast, I would be very grateful. You can buy me a coffee. As I said last week, of course, I'd prefer a real coffee with you. But if that's not possible, then go to buymeacoffee.com/Janie Lee Grace. I think I've got that right. Anyway, you'll find it there. It'll be much appreciated. You know, I don't think I've had a week off from this podcast in goodness knows how many years. But as I've said many times before, while there are fantastic people who are willing to give their time and chat to me, I am more than happy to do it. So if you've got any suggestions of fabulous guests, drop me a message, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by The Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.